12.
Now comes this voicemail, which Drew listens to with fury, but also with fear, because the boy sounds so cold and composed on top and so desperate underneath.
I can't come tomorrow like I said I would. I completely forgot the junior-senior retreat for class officers, and I got elected vice president of the senior class next year. I know that sounds like an excuse, but it's not. I guess it entirely slipped my mind, what with you threatening to send me to jail and all.
Erase this right away, Drew thinks, his fingernails biting into his palms.
It's at Riverbend Resort up in Victor County. We leave on a bus at 8 tomorrow morning. It's a teacher in service day, so there's no school, and come back Sunday night. 20 of us. I thought about begging off, but my parents are already worried about me. My sister, too. If I skip the retreat, they'll know something's wrong. I think my mom thinks I might have gotten some girl pregnant.
The boy voices a brief, semi-hysterical laugh.
Drew thinks there's nothing more terrifying than boys of 17. You have absolutely no idea what they'll do.
I'll come on Monday afternoon instead, Saubers resumes. If you wait that long, maybe we can work something out. A compromise. I've got an idea. And if you think I'm just shining you on about the retreat, call the resort and check the reservation. Northfield High School Student Government. Maybe I'll see you on Monday. If not, good but...
That's where the message time, extra long for clients who call after hours, usually from the West Coast, finally runs out. Beep.
Drew sits down in his chair, ignoring its despairing squeal, as always, and stares at the answering machine for nearly a full minute. He feels no need to call the Riverbend Resort, which is, amusingly enough, only 6 or 7 miles upriver from the penitentiary where the original notebook thief is now serving a life sentence. Drew is sure Saubers was telling the truth about the retreat because it's so easy to check. About his reasons for not ditching it, he's far less sure. Maybe Saubers has decided to call Drew's bluff about bringing the police into it. Except it's not a bluff. He has no intention of letting Saubers have what Drew can't have himself. One way or another, the little bastard is going to give those notebooks up.
I'll wait until Monday afternoon, Drew thinks. I can afford to wait that long, but then this situation is going to be resolved one way or the other. I've already given him too much rope.
He reflects that the Saubers boy and his old friend Morris Bellamy, although at opposite ends of the age spectrum, are very much alike when it comes to the Rothstein notebooks. They lust for what's inside them. It's why the boy only wanted to sell him 6, and probably the 6 he judged least interesting. Drew, on the other hand, cares little about John Rothstein. He read The Runner, but only because Maury was bonkers on the subject. He never bothered with the other two or the book of short stories.
That's your Achilles heel, son, Drew thinks.
That collector's lust. While I, on the other hand, only care about money, and money simplifies everything. So go ahead, enjoy your weekend of pretend politics. When you come back, we'll play some hardball.
Drew leans over his paunch and erases the message.